Chapter 10. Guinevere and Lancelot.
With his knights away on the Grail quest, and Merlin imprisoned by the Lady of the Lake, Arthur begins to depend on Mordred.
Thank you, Mordred. I'm sure that is good advice.
I only want what's best for you, Your Majesty. And here's another piece of advice. Keep an eye on Lancelot and Guinevere.
How dare you! You're talking about my wife and my best friend!
I'm sorry if I offend you, Your Majesty. I mustn't mention it again.
I trust Guinevere, but I remember Merlin's prediction about her. I must find out the truth.
Arthur is visiting the town, my love. We can be alone together all morning.
At last.
So, it's true! You both betray me! And to betray the king is treason! Lancelot, return to France immediately and never come back. But Guinevere, I cannot forgive you. You must die!
Arthur condemns Guinevere to death by burning.
Dear God, I know I'm guilty, but please save me.
This isn't justice. It's too cruel. The king must be mad.
The poor queen. Somebody should help her.
Suddenly, a horseman rides through the crowd.
Lancelot, thank God.
The ropes are cut. Quick, jump on my horse.
Now we can always be together.
No, Guinevere. Our crime is too serious. We must go our separate ways. So Lancelot returns to France alone. And Guinevere joins a convent.
Please help me. I need refuge.
Come in, my lady. We ask no questions here.